WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hurricane Helene making landfall in Florida as a Category 4 hurricane. The storm being blamed for at least 6 deaths in the south. In Tampa, there have been at least 87 rescues. Mayor Jan Kester.
Throughout our downtown area, I was just driving down there, and there's a great deal of damage from the flooding. Barricades moved, construction trailers moved, and those were just the things that I saw in a very short drive.
Downgraded to a tropical storm, the deadly storm's moving quickly inland up through Georgia and the Carolinas. More than a million customers without power this morning. New York Mayor Eric Adams said to be arraigned today. The federal corruption charges related to the mayor receiving favors from the Turkish government. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Arizona today, visiting the U.S.-Mexico border. Israel launched new airstrikes in Lebanon, killing a senior Hezbollah commander. Prime Minister Netanyahu has rejected a ceasefire plan. He speaks at the U.N. today. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney is facing a complaint with the Wisconsin Elections Commission for moving the city's ballot drop box. Former Milwaukee Elections Commission head Claire Woodall Vogg says Dinney should have left the box where it was. Dinney claims he brought the box into his office because it wasn't anchored to the ground. Drunk driving charges against a Milwaukee woman in a fatal hit and run. The medical examiner's office reports 34-year-old Stephanie Sykes was speeding at approximately 80 miles per hour prior to striking and killing 20-year-old Talise Dunsmore and injuring her 23-year-old sister Delisha Dunsmore last Saturday night. And flags are at half staff around Wisconsin today to honor U.S. Army Air Force Staff Sergeant Ralph H. Bodie, who was killed in the Second World War. The Racine native was shot down during a bombing mission over Germany in late 1944. His remains weren't positively identified until last December. Bodie's burial is today in Racine.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Summertime in September will continue right on through the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 53. Tomorrow, sunny, 79 on Sunday. Lots of sunshine with a high of 78. Make your barbecue extra yummy with Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
99.7. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Granting at 7:03 a.m. on Friday morning. I've got someone in the ER room trying to get me to crack up laughing already this morning. Thank you, Wendy. It is our Go for the Greener Gold Text to Win contest right here on 99.7 Max FM. This hour's keyword is Civic. C-I-V-I-C. Download the free Civic Media app, look for Max Mouse, and tap Max FM. Use the text button at the bottom of your screen and send the keyword Civic, C-I-V-I-C, for your chance to win in our statewide contest. Today is the last day for our contest, so get that keyword in now for your chance to win jewelry and to be entered into our grand prize to see the green and the gold take on New Orleans. Here is Queen on Max FM.
Oh,
Get it and get on my tracks. Take a back seat, hitch on. Take a long ride on my boulevard until I'm ready.
Get ready,
raise a little thing all the way.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is our Go for the Greener Gold statewide text win contest. Our keyword this hour is Civic. C-I-V-I-C. Go over to the Free Civic Media app. Look for Max Smalls. Tap on Max FM. Click text. And enter the keyword Civic. C-I-V-I-C. Here are the Scorpions on Max FM.
Listening to the wind of change. An August summer night, soldiers passing by, listening to the wind of change. So close, like brothers. The future's in the air, can feel it everywhere. I'm blowing with the wind of change.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Friday morning. It is 7:10 on Friday morning. It is our statewide contest. It is the last day for it, so We want to make sure you get your final chances in for our keyword of the day. Today's keyword for the 7 o'clock hour is Civic, C-I-V-I-C. You need to go over to the free Civic Media app, click on Max and Mouse, click the text button at the bottom of the screen, and enter in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, for your chance to win jewelry this hour and to be entered in for your chance to see the green and the gold take on New Orleans in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd with indoor club level seats. So you need to get the text word, words are hard. It was a long day yesterday. So you need to text in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. We want you to win those tickets. And you know, what a better way to watch that game. And it might make an early Christmas present for someone as well. So as I mentioned, words are a little hard today. I have a little bit of my voice left. Not much. We had the Hope House Radio Request-a-thon yesterday. We were doing that from 7 a.m. until about 5:30 last night. So we had a long day yesterday. We thank everyone that was involved with this. We exceeded our goal. Our goal was to raise $3,500. We reached $4,100 yesterday. It was amazing. We thank everyone that was listening yesterday. We thank all of our sponsors that were involved, everyone that stopped in yesterday, all of the Hope House advocates. Thank you, Jamie, for being there from Hope House yesterday. It was a great day yesterday. We got to play a lot of fun music, things that you don't normally hear on the radio. That is the other neat part of this. We have fun while helping a great cause. So if you still want to contribute, that link is still active over on Max.fm. We will be getting all those donations over to Hope House very soon, and we want to make sure that we're able to help them. They really need it this year. We found out yesterday that they're losing $600,000 in federal funding, and so they need our help more than ever. This was to kick off Domestic Violence Awareness Month. That is in October, and also Purple Thursday on October 17th. For more information about both of those, please go over to hopehousescw.org. So again, thank you everyone for yesterday. We appreciate it. We love you all. That's all I can say. And thank you to all of our Civic Media co-workers that were involved in this. And thank you to all the local Max FM crew that was there yesterday. And a special thanks I need to give to my lovely wife, Wendy. She was there running two different laptops yesterday. So she was keeping busy yesterday, keeping us on task as well. Yes, I do need a supervisor in case anyone is curious. Now, we want to make sure that you get those birthdays and anniversaries in. We're going to bump those up a little bit earlier this morning because we do need to shift a few things around today. So sometime a little after 7:30, we'll talk about birthdays and anniversaries today because we need to get Weekends Are Best in. We didn't do that yesterday with Ben Bromley. So he'll be in right around 7:50 this morning or so. So we will get him in. So we're going to move the birthdays and anniversaries around. So if you do have a birthday or anniversary today, please text those in to us, and we will have our weekend list. We'll make sure to pare down all those celebrity birthdays that are this weekend. So please get those in to us. As a reminder, when we talk about text, our keyword of the hour is Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Your chance to win jewelry this hour and to be entered into our grand prize, the green and the gold, on December 23rd. I'm excited about that game as well. Speaking of football, we should talk about the Packers a little bit. We don't know the status of Jordan Love yet. As of this morning, I was looking. I don't know if he's playing or not this weekend. We're going to find out a few more details. A little after 8:30, he'll be hanging with Havel. I'm going to be filling in for Matty Jones on that this morning. So we are going to talk about what's going to happen. They're playing the Vikings this weekend. So we will also see Aaron Jones this weekend. That game is in Green Bay. So looking forward to that. It is our big deal of the day. This one is a cool big deal of the day. This one excites me, in case you can't tell. I love it. And it is a $50 certificate to the Disorderly Conduct Rage Room. Today and today only, it's 50% off $25. It's also a mobile device certificate, so you don't have to wait for us to send it to you. This is a safe place to go process pent-up anger. You can splatter paint or break stuff. So you can slug it out in the rage room with a baseball bat or a sledgehammer and break things. This is just so cool. I'm excited about this one. I may buy one of these because you get to break stuff, right? Computer screens, TV screens. Yeah, I love it. And so $25 today only over at maxfmbigdeals.com. This is a fun one, right, Wendy? She's walking by in the studio this morning. So I've seen Wendy with a sledgehammer before. When you're walking through the mall after buying one, it's yours. So don't do that. Everyone looks at you just saying. So get over to maxfmbigdeals.com, shop local, save big today. Disorderly conduct rage room, only $25. Now let's talk about, is there such a thing as too much caffeine, or how much caffeine is too much caffeine? Sunday is National Coffee Day, and we thought we'd caution you so you don't go overboard celebrating. Just how much caffeine is too much caffeine? According to one cardiologist, caffeine consumption is safe up to a point for most people who don't have a heart condition. The American Heart Association for the U.S. Food and Drug Administration say the point is around 3 to 4 cups of coffee per day for most people. Now, they didn't say how large those cups are, and so it depends on the strength of your coffee. 3 to 4 cups is somewhere between 300 to 400 milligrams of coffee. I'm not going to try to convert that into ounces. So to hit that level with our drinks, you need to drink 1 to 3 energy drinks, 4 to 5 cans of Coca-Cola, or 10 to 15 cups of green tea. Not drinking that much green tea. I'm going to need a little bit of tea today. You can hear my voice cracking. Now, and some signs we've had too much caffeine include insomnia, jitteriness, heart palpitations, excessive sweating, nausea, and headache. So, yeah, National Coffee Day is this Sunday. I'm not going to drink too much coffee today. I am going to have some coffee today, but I'll make sure not to overdo it. I'll give you an update on the coffee maker a little bit later. That is kind of something fun that we've heard something back on, so we're kind of keeping tabs on that. Also, it is our statewide Go for the Green or Gold text contest. This hour's keyword is Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Go over the free Civic Media app, tap and text in the word Civic for your chance to win this hour.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Birth Center at Reedsburg Area Medical Center invites you and your baby to fourth trimester support, held the second Wednesday of each month from 10:30 to noon in the Birth Center Family Lounge at RAMC. Get support from nurses and other moms, guest speakers, questions and answers, camaraderie, support for you on the journey with your newborn. The next fourth trimester support is this Wednesday. For more information, visit ReedsburgAreaMedicalCenter.com.
Whether you're taking a break from work or catching up with friends, we got the perfect spread waiting for you. Hi, this is Jess of the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch. And join us from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday and treat yourself to a mid-afternoon feast where you get to enjoy our delicious buffet with a drink for only $9.99. The special runs through the end of September, so we look forward to see all of you there at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a big part of building a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. A living wage, affordable child care, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When we buy things, that encourages new businesses to open and corporations to hire more workers. It makes no sense to give large tax cuts to the ultra-rich because they can't spend the money they already have. And any extra they get goes into investments, not purchases. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut taxes for the ultra-rich, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cuts for the ultra-rich. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
It's grape season at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Come pick your own grapes, perfect for jellies, juice, wine, or just to enjoy fresh off the vine. While you're there, browse the selection of apples and bakery treats, and don't forget to grab some fresh apple cider. Oakwood Fruit Farm is your go-to for fall flavors and fun. They're open 9 to 5, 7 days a week, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and enjoy the harvest.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family. Maximum hits, Max FM.
Honey, love, love, ooh, it eases my mind. And I need to find time, someone to call my.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. This hour's keyword is Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Go over to the free Civic Media app, click text, and enter the word Civic for a chance to win in our statewide contest. Here's Wayne Chung on Max FM.
Take your baby by the hand. I make it do a handstand. Take your baby by the heel and do the next thing that you feel. We were so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool on craze when I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, sharing what was true. Oh, I said, dance all day's long. Take your baby by the hair and pull her close and there, there, there. And take your baby by the ears and play upon her darkest fears. We were so in phase in a dance hall days.
We were cool on Christ. When I, you, and everyone we knew to believe, do, sharing what was true, I said. Dance all days, love. Dance all days. Dance all days, love. Take your baby by the wrist, and in her mouth an amethyst, and in her red to sapphire blue. And you need her and she needs you. 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 And you need her. She needs you. We were so in phase, in a dance hall days. We were cool and crazy. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, and share in what was true. Oh, I said, dance all days long. Dance all day, love. Dance all day. Dance all day, love. Dance all day.
'80s, '90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. It is 7:27 on Friday morning. That means the weekend is almost here. I'm excited about that. It has been a very busy week, to say the least. Now, we do have a few things going on this weekend, or actually today, that we want everyone to know about. Today is homecoming for Baraboo High School, so that means a parade will be in downtown Baraboo. That's going to happen about 3:30 this afternoon. So if you're going to be in the downtown area, please be aware of that, and please be a little extra cautious if you're going to be down there, because there will be kids down there, a lot of kids, to say the least. So the homecoming parade right around 3:30. Weather is going to be beautiful for that today, so stop on down, watch that. We're going to stream that live on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page as well. Tonight is a homecoming football game, 7 p.m. versus Logan. Ben Bromley and Brandon Wagner will have the call for that tonight, so tune into that. As a reminder, you can stream that free on the Civic Media app. Just go to look for Max and Miles, tap on Max FM. You can listen to that game wherever you're at today. Also, you want to get that Civic Media app opened up right now. It is a Civic Media Go for the Greener Gold statewide text contest. Today is the last day for this. This hour's keyword is Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Again, go over to the Civic Media app, look for Max and Miles, tap on Max FM, use the text bottom at the bottom of your screen to send in the keyword Civic, C-I-V-I-C, for your chance to win in our statewide contest. You have a chance to win jewelry this hour and to be entered in for a chance to win tickets to see the Green or the Gold take on New Orleans Monday, December 23rd in Green Bay, indoor club level seats. I can't think of a better way to watch that game. Like I said, this could be an early Christmas present as well. So text in the word Civic, C-I-V-I-C, before 8 a.m. today for your chance to win. As I mentioned, I would give an update on the coffee maker situation. When we emailed them Monday, they said it could be up to a week before we heard from someone. We did hear back from them late yesterday, and they really were not real, I guess, coming forward with what they were going to do with this issue. They asked for my full name and my address and a phone number, and they said to make sure we hold on to the existing coffee maker. I assume they're maybe going to send us a replacement, maybe? I'm not sure. The email was very nondescriptive. It just said, we need this information. Make sure you hit reply. that was the end of it. So I did reply last night. Obviously, I'm going to maybe hear back from somebody today. We're still able to use the coffee maker. It just has a cracked burner. So, and again, we are being safe. We don't use this when we're not home. I think it maybe is more of a cosmetic thing, the ring that goes around that coffee maker. So we'll see what happens. The saga continues, but not enough caffeine in the world today, to say the least. If you do have a birthday or anniversary, as a reminder, please text those in to us now. We will be talking about those soon because we will have Ben Bromley in from the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce to tell us why weekends are best. Now, a lot of people think that tipping is out of control. A new survey asked Americans how many times they tipped for services when they didn't think it was necessary, and the average response was 40 times. 60% of people say they're fed up with being asked to tip different services at various businesses, and around the same percentage, 61%, feel there is a pressure to tip. And tipping fatigue is dragging down the average tip now. 38% of people say they usually tip restaurant service 20% or more, but that's down from 43% 2 years ago. And 30% say they usually tip 10% or less, which is up from 19% in 2022. Similarly, 19% of people say they usually tip restaurant delivery drivers 20% or more, but that's down from 32% years ago. And 42% say they usually tip 10% or less, which is up from 27% in 2022. Overall, 61% of people are willing to pay more for restaurant meals to help facilitate higher wages for staff and eliminate tipping. Now, one thing I did notice when we had ordered pizza when we were up at the in-laws was that there was a delivery charge and some other charges that were on that bill. I just paid it. I tipped the driver the normal percentage that we tip. And it was, you know, I take into consideration they have a longer ways to drive for that and for the convenience of us having that delivery. So I definitely want to make sure I tip them well, because being in the middle of nowhere, they're bringing that pizza out to us. We want to have that pizza. We want it to be nice and hot. So I get it to a certain extent. I mean, there's places that you go into and they're asking for tips on some stuff, and it's like, wait, this isn't a restaurant or anything of that, so why are you asking for a tip? And it's happening on a lot more places, I've noticed. But I've also noticed that some people do not tip well, and then I've seen where someone else will go back and leave a little extra cash for that person as well, which is a good thing, because you don't want those hard workers not getting tipped the appropriate amount, because they're working very hard to get that food out to you. And so it's very important to make sure we're tipping them well. So please tip them well. We really want to make sure they get paid, because that's a lot of hard work. I worked in food service for probably 5 years or more. And, you know, I can tell you, hard work, you're on your feet all day. So by the end of the day, you're tired and you just want to go home and chill. So, yeah, I totally get it. Again, it is our statewide text contest. Our keyword of the hour is civic. C-I-V-I-C. Make sure you text that in via the free Civic Media app for your chance to win jewelry this hour in our statewide contest, and to be entered in for your chance to see the Green and the Gold take on New Orleans on December 23rd in Green Bay. As a reminder, if you have a birthday or anniversary, please text those in to us as well. We want to make sure we get those in. We'll talk about those a little bit later. We will get you back into more music in the mornings with Dave on Max FM.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Good morning and welcome to Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Next week we have several auctions, including the Steve Lindsay Firearms Retirement Auction on Tuesday. Features over 140 firearms, as well as lots of ammunition and other hunting-related items. Again, that's at 9 a.m. on Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, we have an estate toy collection with several 8th-scale farm tractors, as well as other toy tractors and semis and much more. Then on Thursday, we have the Joseph Zerine Collector Car Auction and Machinery. It features a 57 Chevy, a Nomad, and other vehicles, as well as some farm machinery and related items. All these catalogs are open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. For more details, you can check them out there. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling any type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Get the good stuff
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff!
The Packers play their only divisional game in the first half of their season on Sunday when they host the 3-0 Vikings. I'm Bill Scott with Sports.
It's a big game for us. It's a division game. You know, we know what we got to do, though. We know, you know, what this game means, you know, for us as a team, for our organization, for the fans. So, you know, we're going to go out there and we expect to play our best game, and that's just what it is. We're going to prepare that way, and we're going to make sure that we're on point.
That's Packers safety Xavier McKinney, who has 3 interceptions in his first 3 games as a Packer. NFL last night, Dallas opened Week 4 with a 20-15 victory over the Giants in New York. Football Badgers resume their schedule after a bye week off. They'll play their Big Ten opener at number 16 USC tomorrow. Brewers beat the Pirates 5-2, taking 2-3 in that series. Wisconsin basketball legend and Kohler native Joe Wolf passed away this week. He died of a heart attack at the age of 59. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Summertime in September will continue right on through the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 53. Tomorrow, sunny, 79 on Sunday. Lots of sunshine with a high of 78. Make your barbecue extra yummy with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, GrandpaasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49. 99.7.
Got my first real six string, bought it at the 5 and dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should've known we'd never get far. When I look back now, the summer seemed to last forever.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Friday morning. The weekend is in sight. Looking forward to that. We're going to have some fantastic weather this weekend. You cannot ask for a better weekend for the end of September. I'm not even kidding you. I'm looking at this forecast right now. Today, we're going to be sunny with a high of 78. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 52. It's going to be a great night for homecoming football. On Saturday, sunny with a high of 77. Sunday will be sunny with a high of 88. We're looking at it Monday already. It's going to be sunny with a high of 80. We are going to see those temperatures dip into the high 60s later on next week, but warm back up by the end of the week. And there's not really much rain in this forecast either. So it is going to be a little dry. The temps are going to be great. Great chance to open up those windows, you know. I don't even want to think about furnace season. So that's why I was glad we had the windows open most of this week. So happy about that. It is our Go for the Greener Gold statewide text contest on 99.7 Max FM. This hour's keyword is Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Download the free Civic Media app, look for Maximize. You want to tap on Max FM and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send in the keyword Civic, C-I-V-I-C, for your chance to win in our statewide contest. Today is the last chance for you to participate in our contest. This hour's prize is jewelry, and you have a chance to be entered in to win indoor club-level seats to see the Green and the Gold take on New Orleans on Monday, December 23rd. So get that keyword in to us before 8 a.m. today, Civic. C-I-V-I-C. So if you do have a birthday or anniversary, please text those in to us as well. We'll be going through our celebrity birthday list in just a moment. We are working on getting Mr. Ben Bromley connected as well. He's going to be talking about Weekends Are Best. Oh, he is texting me right now. See, this is live radio at its finest. He is trying to get connected, so I'm trying to see what's going on with him there. And I will message him real quick before we get into birthdays and see if he can take a look on his end, maybe what's going on. And Ben, if you're listening, go ahead and try maybe restarting your computer and see if that takes care of it. Live radio at its finest this morning and trying to type and talk all at the same time. So I'm going to go over and look at our celebrity birthdays again. If you have a birthday or anniversary, please text those into us now. We want to make sure that we get to talk about those today for you as well. So we'll look at celebrity birthdays today. Jenna Ortega is 22. She is Wednesday Addams on Wednesday. April Levine is 40. Lil Wayne is 42 years old. Anna Camp is 42. She was Aubrey Posen in the Pitch Perfect movies. It seems like the Pitch Perfect birthdays all fell together this week for some reason. Now, here's one of my favorites. Brad Arnold is 46. He is a singer for the rock band Three Doors Down. Of course, the biggest hits include Here Without You, my favorite, Kryptonite, and When I'm Gone. Gwyneth Paltrow is 52. Mark Caldron is 54. He's from Color Me Bad. Tamara Taylor is 54. She's Camille Sanin on Bones. Stephen Link Jenkins is 60 years old, lead singer for Third Eye Blind. See, we got all these musical birthdays as well. It's going to be hard to choose maybe what song we play next. I'm thinking Three Doors Down in case anyone is curious. So those are today's birthdays. I'm going to go look at tomorrow's birthdays with you as well, since it is our big weekend list. Frank, tomorrow's birthdays, Frankie Jones is 24, the littlest of the Jonas. Hannah Mae Lee is 36. She's Lily in the Extremely Quiet Beatboxer of the Pitch Perfect movies. Again, all these Pitch Perfect birthdays are this week. Hilary Duff is 37 years old. She's Kelsey on TV's Land Younger, and she had a brief music career, and she got her start as Lizzie McGuire, for those that remember, 37 years old today. St. Vincent is 42, Grammy winner. She took Best Alternative Rock Album in 2015 with her self-titled album. And then we've got Dita Von Teese is 52. She was the burlesque dancer who Marilyn Manson let get away. Karen Fairchild is 55 from Little Big Town. Biggest hit for them is Girl Crush. You may have been able to hear some of that music here yesterday. Naomi Watts is 56, Four Mothers in the Divergent movies. She was also in Peter Jackson's Pointless King Kong remake. Yeah, that was not a great movie at all. Just saying. Not judging, but that was just not... I started watching a little bit of that, and that just... Remakes sometimes are good, and then sometimes they're like that as well. Let's take a look at our Sunday birthdays. Halsey is 30. Bad at Love. Her biggest hit is Closer with the Chainsmokers. Kevin Durant will be 36 on Sunday. Former Oklahoma City Thunder forward who won 4 NBA scoring titles. He's with the Phoenix Suns now. Calvin Johnson is 39. Former Detroit Lions wide receiver holds a record for most receiving yards in a season. Chrissy Metz is 44. Katie Pearson is This Is Us. Mackenzie Crook is 53. This is the guy in the Pirates of the Caribbean movie who keeps losing his fake eye. He's also one of the wildlings in the Jon Snow met The Other Side of the Wall on the Game of Thrones. Les Claypool is 61, singer and bassist from Primus. Some of my former co-workers are definitely Primus fans. So yes, Les Claypool is 61 from Primus. If you you Google Primus, you'll find some pretty interesting movies. You got to go check that out if you haven't already. I'm going to see if Ben Bromley is able to join us here. He is not connected yet. So what I am going to do is I'm going to give Ben a chance to get connected to us. I'm going to see if I can find some Three Doors Down here real quick that we can maybe get into the playlist here and see if we can some way, somehow get Ben connected. Otherwise, what I will do is I'll go through our what our weekends are best. So let me find some Three Doors Down. We're going to work on getting Ben connected with us. You know, this is what happens when we change schedules around. All of our technology's got to go a little wonky. So, yeah, you know, the fun of live radio, you hear us kid about some of that stuff. Yesterday, if you were watching our Facebook Live, in the middle of it, someone's giving a thumbs up that's showing on my face as we're doing that. Aaron couldn't control himself. He was laughing the whole time during that. Everyone definitely had a good chuckle at my expense. So I'm going to work on getting Ben Bromley connected. I do have Three Doors Down coming up here as well. So we'll see what we can do on getting him connected. Otherwise, I will do Weekends Are Best with you at just moments.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No? Well, listen up. Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Get ready to rock at Crystal Grand Music Theater, where your seat is the best seat. Don't miss Stephen Percy, the voice of Rat, on Saturday, October 5th. Get out the hairspray and leg warmers and revisit the 80s with the sound of this favorite glam metal band. Tickets on sale now for Stephen Percy, the voice of Rat, at crystalgrand.com. Crystal Grand Music Theater in Wisconsin Dells, where your seat is the best seat.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising childcare costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new childcare slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Did you know cases of preventable diseases, including measles and whooping cough, are spreading in Wisconsin? Cases of whooping cough are 5 times higher than last year. Get vaccinated to protect yourself, your family, and your community. Vaccines are safe. Vaccines are effective, and vaccines are essential. Talk to an SSM health provider or pharmacist today and make sure your family is up to date. Visit SSMHealth.com to learn more.
Today is Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Disorderly Conduct Rage Room. When life gets you down, smash something at Disorderly Conduct Rage Room in downtown Sauk City. How talented are you with a sledgehammer? You're about to find out as you smash dishes, electronic appliances, and more at this unique stress-relieving business. Not so rage-filled? Try relaxing by squirting paint on a canvas or a friend. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $50 gift certificates for just $25 today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab 2 large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Weekends Are Best. Brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo, Ben Bromley. Do we have you with us this morning?
I hope we do, Dave. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben. I can hear you loud and clear. Yeah, I saw your picture this morning, you and that handsome Brandon Wagner. You guys are ready for Friday Night Lights and football.
Well, thanks for the free plug. Yes, homecoming is tonight. The Thunderbirds host Lacrosse Logan, and handsome Brandon and I will bring you the kickoff at 7 p.m. right here on Max FM.
Looking forward to that. We're going to have a beautiful weather night for that. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, homecoming parade right around 3:30 downtown. So I've been chatting with you a little bit. I'm losing my voice this morning, Ben. We had a long day on the radio yesterday. So.
Oh, you certainly did. Yeah. Do you want me to just take over?
I'm going to have you tell us what's going on this weekend. You bet, bud.
All right. So it is a little bit of a quieter weekend on the events calendar. But, of course, like Dave mentioned, it's homecoming night. So that's taking center stage this weekend. But even with Oktoberfest in the rearview mirror, we do have plenty of fun events for you. Starting tomorrow night, some live music at Balanced Rock Winery. The Dave Potter Trio will be performing from 6 until 8:30. And then Saturday, we got all kinds of fun for you. So, downtown, we have the Farmers Market, of course. They're getting down to their final Saturdays. But also downtown on Saturday, we have Celebrate Sauk. So this is a wonderful multicultural event presented by the Baraboo Acts Coalition with several partners. So there's going to be all kinds of dancing, live music, food, of course. So if you want to learn to salsa, I'd love to see Dave down there salsa dancing. Some Tahitian and hula dancing, all kinds of fun stuff. Angela Puerta will be performing as well. That goes from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. right on the downtown square. We always like to mention our friends at Mid-Continent Railway Museum. Of course, they have special rides throughout the year. We don't always get to highlight them all, but I do want to make sure to mention this weekend they're offering vintage rail car tours. This is going to take place both on Saturday and on Sunday from 10 to 5 at Mid-Continent over in North Freedom. Balanced Rock Winery's got another event coming up on Saturday. Their fall market is going to take place from 10 until 4. Be sure to hit that as well. And now we're getting to that final, we're getting to that time of year, Dave, where
October is right around
the corner.
It is.
So I want to make sure. Sometimes the calendar is so packed, we don't get to this. But the Haunted Downtown Walk, that's going to be Saturday at 7 p.m. It's going to be every Saturday and this time of year. And of course, as the temperature drops, as the leaves start to change colors, we can't help but think a little bit about, Halloween. Ooh. It's coming right around the corner. But that's not all. Let's talk a little bit about Sunday. We talked about a big Saturday downtown on the square. Well, on Sunday, the Baraboo Sunday Market returns. That's the last Sunday of the month. So you're going to have things that are vintage, homegrown, and handmade from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. right there on the square. And one last thing I want to mention, some more live music. This is at Balanced Rock. Mark Croft will be performing from 2 until 4. So all kinds of options to keep you busy this weekend on top of the homecoming festivities.
So it does sound like a very busy weekend. Those haunted tours are awesome. If you've not got a chance to do those, Wendy and I have done those. Those are great. Now, Ben, I've got to ask you, are you doing any hula dancing this weekend?
You never know. Actually, you know, I went last year just for photo and video purposes for the chamber, and Seth Taft and I got roped into doing a little bit of dancing. So you never know. It could happen.
I think if you guys do that, we got to get some video of that again. I can see you and Seth doing that.
I know video exists from last year.
Yeah. So go look for that. So yeah, it's going to be a beautiful weekend to get to all those events, to the live music, and participate in all these. We don't have any rain in the forecast whatsoever. I've looked ahead for that. Highs in the high 70s. So beautiful weekend. You know, it doesn't seem like it's the end of September. Let's put it that way.
Right. Well, it'll be here soon enough.
It definitely will be. So, Ben, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to try to get you to co-host one of these mornings with me, I think. I think you would be a great co-host one of these days if you're up for it, bud.
Sure.
So, all right. Well, we'll definitely talk about that a little bit further. Ben, thank you so much for joining us. And again, you can catch Ben and Brandon tonight, Baraboo Thunderbirds football. That'll be right around 7 p.m. Ben, I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks so much, Dave. Same to you.
We'll talk to you later, bud. All right. So as I mentioned, we're going to get three doors down in. There's a little birthday celebration going on there, and then we'll have some news at the top of the hour, and I'll be back with you shortly on Max FM.
lots of walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time, but I watched the world flow to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can.